Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style.
And I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe. And today we're going to talk about transitioning your colour palette when you're moving from one colour palette to another, and some of the things to think about from the practical to the philosophical and everything in between. And we're both in a period of transition with our colour palettes, so we thought we'd talk about ourselves a little and give you some suggestions to think about whether you're in transition now or about to go into a transition.
Yes. So one of the things, I've transitioned once. When I went from brunette to blonde, yeah. I made a big transition. So I went from a dark colour palette to a light one. Okay. And that was a head spin, I kid you not. And it took me some time because suddenly my entire wardrobe was done. And I don't have the cash just to throw the whole out and start again. Mm. But also it's very hard to go out and buy an entire wardrobe of clothes in colours and styles you like all at once. Yes. I mean, we've talked before about how the best wardrobes are built over time.
Yes.
And so I wasn't about to just delete everything and start again. So I had to work with what I had, what yes. was in my wardrobe, mm. what worked, and make some of the colours that were too dark still be viable options. Mm. And I still have some of those clothes. I'd say they're still in the too dark, mm. but definitely there's been a big shift in my wardrobe from having gone from dark to light.
And one of the things I've noticed is how the amount of black in your wardrobe has reduced dramatically.
Yes. Now, I still own some black, but mm. I rarely wear it these days because mm. I just don't feel good in it, yeah. and it doesn't suit me like it used to. Yeah. And what has increased is the amount of white.
Yes.
So I've basically replaced kind of my black neutrals with white neutrals. So yeah. that's, and I've got some light greys too.
Yes, yes.
That's been part of my transition to go, well, I'm going to start bringing in white where I may have worn black.
Yeah.
So that's been something. So gradually letting go of the black and wearing it further and further away from my face. So I will probably always wear black below my waist, yeah. particularly in winter, yeah. because I live in a cold climate and I like to wear knee-high boots because they keep me warm. And black, it's hard to buy light-coloured knee-high boots. Now, yes. I have got a pair,
yes.
but really black, you know, black tights, black boots, it's easy. So therefore, I'm always going to keep that below my waist.
Yeah.
So in winter, I'll wear more medium colours with my black rather than the lighter colours.
And that's for contrast reasons,
and that's
right?
for contrast. So part of it is learning your new contrast. So if mm. you've changed colour palettes like I have from dark to light, then mm. changing the value contrast can be something that you need to think about.
Yeah.
So part of it's been that kind of... So it's a whole psychological thing. It yes. takes time and it takes effort.
Yeah.
It's not an overnight sensation, and it is something that gradually you might need to replace clothes or wear them differently.
Yes, yes, exactly. And what you were just talking about there, when you are wearing black below the waist, you can't just do the full lighter versions on top because the contrast would be too great.
Yes. So therefore, I have to go with more my medium yeah. colours. And I feel in a cold environment, that's fine. So it's not my ideal value yeah. to wear darker, but it's not terrible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And this is where I think too, that it's important to know just sometimes about that not everything doesn't have to be perfect. I don't yes. believe in perfection. Perfection doesn't exist in humans.
Yes. That's a very interesting thing because as someone who's overshopped and being in connection with a lot of overshoppers, that actually comes up quite a lot as one of the key things, searching for perfection, either the perfect item mm. that you're on the hunt for, or the perfect wardrobe, which of course never really exists. Even when you get it into a state that it's really working for yeah. you, still it's probably not going to be perfect. So letting go of perfect, is it such an important yeah. concept?
Yeah, letting go of even the idea of perfect.
Absolutely.
And in many ways, good enough is good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, we do talk about making an 8, so you want to have a high standard,
yeah.
but an 8 is good.
Yeah.
We're not saying everything has to be a 10 out of 10. Now you can find 10 out of 10, that is amazing.
Yeah.
But most of our items won't be perfect or that 10 out of 10. But
yeah.
but we don't want to have the not so great.
Yeah.
You know, the average, the, you know, the 6 out of 10s, well, they're not really good enough. So it's thinking about as good, but not, you know, not perfect. And I think that's fine. So there's that element of slowly transitioning. So just starting to go, well, how has my colouring changed? I will now slowly start interweaving new elements of my colouring in, so the new parts of my colours into my wardrobe, and I'll probably let go of the least right, so the ones that are the most obviously just don't flatter me anymore. So there is that element of transition, but you have to find those pieces, so give yourself time to find them, because you're unlikely to find them. It's rare that you can buy an entire wardrobe of clothes in, you know, a week, let alone a day or a month.
And I wouldn't even want to, actually. No. But you bring up an interesting point too about letting things go. A transition of colour palette is a wonderful opportunity to let things go that you've never really loved. They might have officially worked on paper, you know, it was the right colour and cut and all the rest of it, but somehow it didn't work. And look, this still happens to me, rare, not so often, but you know, you get pieces that you think, this should work, but it doesn't. When I put it on, I don't feel great in it. And a transition period is a wonderful excuse to let that stuff go.
One of the things I often find with clients when we're working through, you know, all the elements of their colour and style, is that quite often they think, oh, that's why I don't really love this piece, and it gives them an excuse to let go.
Yeah,
it makes it easier. So whatever you can do to make it easy for yourself to let go and not feel guilty. Often we layer all sorts of guilt and money and sunk cost and, I mean, all sorts of things, what a waste, into our clothes and our wardrobe. So I think, you know, give yourself going, well, it's never going to work. Like, if it doesn't work, it's never going to work, then let it go.
And what really helps me with that too is knowing that if I either give it away or sell it, somebody else will be able to get some enjoyment and good wear out of that, and there will be somebody else that will be a really wonderful item for, and that helps me a lot to think that somebody else is going to, I'm not just throwing it away, it isn't wasted. No. And that's helpful to me.
Yes. Mm. So we've got that aspect, say, I change value. Now we're both in that process because we're in a process of aging, which we tend to, our colours soften down. So we are getting going from, so I went from the value scale dark to light.
Yes.
And I'm now moving from bright to more muted.
That's interesting,
isn't it? Jill's doing as well. So you've got to think of each of the colour properties. We've got the value, the intensity, and the undertone.
Yes.
Undertone hasn't changed. Neither of us have changed undertone. Now, many people will change undertone subtly as they age, but we haven't as yet. It'll happen one day, most likely. So we're moving.
I'm resisting that idea. I really am.
Well, it's because it doesn't suit you at the moment. But if you put your clothes on and then you went, nothing really looks good anymore, you'd be much more open. I always think it's when the time's right and you're psychologically open, then it doesn't feel like this gigantic shift that feels like it's tearing your heart out. At the moment, you psychologically can't imagine being there.
Yeah, transitioning from warm to cool just feels like getting in a spaceship and travelling to another planet. But as you say, should I ever arrive there, I'll be ready.
Yes, and you might never become cool.
That's what I'm hoping for.
My mother is basically 80 and still warm.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people change, some people don't. So it's one of those things, like, let's not, you know, jump ahead too far. But we're both in this softening part of our lives. And so, you know, like, so I'm, you know, I've still got my brighter clothes. And I know you do too. But now I'm starting to actually quite enjoy some of the slightly softer, more gentle tones than I might not have liked before. Now I can still, because I've got a shiny face, like, you know, I tend to go to shine very quickly. It allows me to wear brighter colours because the light's bouncing off me. So shiny always looks a bit brighter. So I often find that people with a more matte skin transition more quickly than people with a skin that has more shine. So, but I'm just gradually, like with my dark to light, I'm just gradually interweaving softer colours into my wardrobe.
Would you say, though, this is a more subtle transition from your dark to light?
Yes, so it's more subtle because really I'm just, you know, stepping down just one step in brightness. They're just not quite as bright as they used to be. They're not muted by any. They're not really smoky colours. They're not really muted, but they're just a little bit softer than the brighter colours I have been wearing the rest of my life. So I think that, you know, so both of us, you know, are finding that it's just like bringing an element here and there. Just gradually expect it to be. We don't wake up one morning and go, wow, I'm not bright anymore. Or I'm not, you know, well, okay, I did wake up one morning and say I'm not dark anymore. But as far as getting more muted, that generally doesn't happen overnight. It's a slow change, and therefore the wardrobe can change slowly. It's not a wholesale change. And I think that's where it just, it's A, getting your eye in for your new colours. That's one of the things, is often just, you know, starting to recognise the slightly softer version of what you might have worn.
Yes.
And B, is just gradually, when you find great pieces where you go, I really love that thing, it's starting to bring them in. And it could be one of the first things I bought with that was in the more, what I call my sublime palette, which is the group I'm going into, was a scarf.
Right.
So I can pop that over all sorts of basic, you know, colours.
Yeah.
And it would make it, you know, so it's just got that softness next to my face. So that's something also you can think about, is just to bring it in an accessory. Bring it in a small way, gradually just shift.
Yeah. And another shift for me is never wearing an entire ensemble that's in Zesty, the palette I'm moving from, which previously I would have done. The whole thing bright, from the shoes to the bag, accessories, dress, whatever.
Punch.
Yes, the whole thing. And now that's become a new rule for me without really consciously choosing it. I'm aware that a full Zesty outfit, it's too much now. And even if it is an accessory, it's a bag or a shoe, it's not necessarily something next to my face. Bringing in those spicy elements, to me, is part of my stepping stone to my new palette. And I don't know how long I'm going to be in this transition period. I'm certainly thinking of it in months, possibly even years.
I would say years.
Yeah.
It takes us years to physically transition.
Yeah. Well, I have a huge wardrobe and the majority of it is Zesty.
Yeah. So all your animal prints aren't.
Right.
So you look at all your animal prints. So most neutrals, like I say, black is bright, grey is more muted. So there are more muted versions, but like a lot of denim's already a little bit muted. We often actually own a little bit of a mix, particularly in the neutrals.
Right.
Yeah. So very often we don't have to replace as much of our neutrals when we're just softening down our intensity.
Yeah.
It's more the colours that we have. So the brighter elements where you just go, that's just starting to feel a bit too much, like it's wearing me rather than I'm wearing the clothes.
Yeah. And, you know, it is a training your eye exercise, and it is an opening of into possibilities rather than just focusing on what you're leaving behind.
Yes.
For me, focusing on the fact that I'm moving to something that's interesting is really helpful.
And the other thing is fashions change anyway.
Yeah.
So you're going to be shedding items out of your wardrobe slowly anyway.
Mm.
So I just go, as you replace things, replace them in your new current palette.
Yeah.
Rather than thinking I have to, you know, it's always a process. A wardrobe is quite organic. Mm. It changes, it morphs. Yeah. Not only because fashion changes, but also we change.
Yeah.
So our likes and dislikes and what we want to wear. And I used to wear exclusively pants, and I rarely wear pants now.
Yeah.
Apart from jeans, but I wear leggings. You know, like so. And then I went through a redress phase, but now I don't have many dresses. So it's that sort of thing where it's always morphing anyway.
Yeah.
So it's organic. Think about your wardrobe as being organic. It's not set in stone.
Yeah.
And it's okay to do it, you know, it will take a few years. I assume that, as with colouring, it very rarely does someone change really quickly.
Yeah.
It usually takes time. Now, if you've decided to do something like your hair's gone grey and you've decided, you know, I'm just going to shave it all off and I'm going to be grey tomorrow, that's often where you get that really fast change.
Right, yes.
That is one aspect, and that can be quite shocking. But this is where I'd say, you know, why not think about over dyeing a lot of your clothes? So what you can do, and we'll link to the blog post about over dyeing, where you can just over dye a lot of your clothes with a light grey and just a short dye. So you're just taking the edge out of the colour. And these things can make an enormous difference. It just extends, especially your favourites, it extends the life of them.
Yeah.
You don't have to go out and buy everything, you're just buying a few packets of dye.
Yeah.
Like that's something too. So yes, if you do something like a radical hair change, that can radically change your wardrobe needs.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if it transitioned from being, you know, working to retired, there's all sorts of aspects of life, I think, where transitions are something that we have to work through, and it takes time mentally. And I think that's, we often have an expectation that we will do it like that.
Yeah.
When really, you know, most people, you have to plan for retirement. Mm. And that may include planning your wardrobe for retirement as well.
Well, I live in a tropical area that people holiday in and retire to, and you can tell the people who have been transplanted from the big cities in Australia because they're wearing a lot of dark colours, and you can tell that they're new recruits, and it's taking them a little while to get used to what we have, a more colourful palette where I live.
Yeah. And so, so whatever it is, expect it to take time, and I think that's the thing, is treat yourself gently.
Yes.
And expect it to take some time, and it's okay, because it's not just a physical shift. I think we think about it as it's just a physical thing.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a lot of mental, psychological aspects that go along with transition that take time.
Yes, and it's a feedback loop as well, in terms of physical changes and then the emotional and psychological impacts of that, and around it goes.
Mm. So we hope you found this a little bit useful, because I do know that people do ask about transitioning quite a lot. So hopefully this has given you a little bit more of an insight into how you might deal with it yourself.
Yes.
But also just, making you feel like, oh, it's actually okay. It's taking me some time, and that's okay. That's normal.
Yes, absolutely.